We wish we could have been in Boothe Bay Harbor, Maine this past weekend. That's when the owners of Orne's Candy Store, John and Arthur Webster, held their third annual rock skipping contest. Producer Joshua Gleason was there and sent this audio postcard.
John Stimson, last year's champion, is here early to get in some practice throws. Everyone who comes to compete must choose a rock skipping name, and John goes by the Moxie Monster, after Moxie, a local soda.
There's one that's fairly big. This is for rough water here. This is it's about a half an inch thick, and it's about 3 inches in diameter.
So you have different rocks for...
Oh, yeah. Different weather conditions, yeah.
By the time the competition starts, there are about 150 people on hand. 67 of them are here to skip. As they're called by name, the competitors make their way down a short, rocky path to the water's edge. Each has 3 chances to skip a stone as many times as they can.
Rock Bouncer is up now. Zach, you're on deck, and Beckett, skip it, Slayton, is in the hole.
That's John Webster you hear over the loudspeaker. Arthur Webster, who's judging, is taking his place down by the water. For him, rock skipping is more than just idle summer fun.
Rock skipping is a very zen-like sport. You feel real good as you watch the stone skip along a smooth surface and the ripples go out.
There are separate divisions for men, women, boys under 12, and girls under 12. A donation of $5 is suggested for adults, $1 for kids. All the money will be donated to a local food pantry.
Okay, John the Moxie Monster Stimson is next, the defending men's champion.
By the time John Stimson's turn comes, the number of skips to beat is 21. He pauses for a moment in concentration and then flings his first rock out into the water. John gets 14 skips on his first toss, and then 11 on his second. To retain his title, he'll have to make good on his final throw, but he releases the rock poorly. And it plummets down into the water after just a couple skips. John's disappointed, but he tries to play it off like it's no big deal. The men's title ends up going to Alexander Skipmaster McKay, a 13-year-old southpaw from Palo Alto, California, who's vacationing here with his family. He got 26 skips.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the winners!
The winners each receive a handmade trophy, a pound of Rocky Road fudge, and a certificate bearing their name. The skipmaster wouldn't divulge his rock skipping secret, except to say that it's all about finding the right stone. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Gleason.